Yes, it is Fact or Bullcrap. This is a battle of the death. It is Wisconsin's favorite drinking game. I make a statement, and our gentlemen here try to decide whether I'm telling the truth or I'm lying by making the statement fact or bullcrap. Are we ready?
We're ready.
In honor of our sponsor, Kanye Plumbing, I feel like a drip. I'm trailing Tom 16-6.
That is pathetic. I'm sorry. That's a spanking. All right, here we go. The first subject is Will Ferrell. Ready?
All right.
Fact or bullcrap. Will Ferrell has his own line of sunscreen. Fact or bullcrap.
You trust your skin to the Will Ferrell line of sunscreen? You got to be kidding.
He's light-skinned. This is just stupid enough to be true. I will say this is fact.
This is bullcrap.
It's fact. It's called Will Ferrell's Super Sexy Hot Tan, and all proceeds go to a scholarship fund for a charity called Cancer for College. Mm. All right. Will Ferrell's dad was in the Righteous Brothers. Fact or bullcrap?
Well, Will Ferrell's dad was not one of the Righteous Brothers. If you're saying that maybe he played in their band.
No, bullcrap.
Yeah, well, I'll agree, bullcrap.
It's fact. He played keyboards and saxophones.
Oh, so he was in the band. Okay.
That's all I said. Yeah. He was in the Righteous Brothers. Yeah. Of course, that could be. Never mind. I'm not going there.
Uh-huh.
In high school, Will Ferrell was the kicker on his varsity football team. Fact or bullcrap?
This is going to be one of those trick questions where he played some other position. He wasn't the kicker. He played some other. So I will say that this is bullcrap.
I believe he was basketball. Bullcrap.
It's fact. He was also captain of the basketball team, but he set a school record for kicking field goals. Back in February, he showed up at an event at the University of Southern California, where he went to college, and kicked footballs into the crowd. Killed 14 people.
Uh-huh.
All right, fact or bullcrap. In the 1996 bowling movie Kingpin, Woody Harrelson's character loses his hand when a group of guys shove it in a ball return machine. Will was one of those guys. Fact or bullcrap?
Ooh, one of his early roles. Oh, and nobody knew who he was? You're first this time, I think.
Fact.
Yeah, I'm going to agree. I'll say fact as well.
Bullcrap. He was not one of those guys. However, he was in the movie. You never see him, but he's in the crowd during the last bowling scene and yells, "You're the man!"
He's an extra.
He's just an extra.
Well, we didn't do very well, but I'm up by one.
Tom leads 1-0.
Yeah, all right, one last statement regarding Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell once came into a minor league baseball game as a relief pitcher. Will Ferrell once came into a minor league baseball game as shut up you.
You were just discussing the fact that maybe they were filming part of a baseball movie with him, so maybe he actually did this as part of a movie role. I'll say this is fact.
Bullcrap.
I should throw this question out because, yes, it was something Tom and I was discussing just earlier. It is fact. It was in 2010 for the Houston Astros AAA team. He was introduced as Billy Ray Rojo Johnson, and he brought a six-pack of beer out onto the field with him. Then he got ejected after one pitch.
I wonder if the fans knew what was going on beforehand.
I thought it was for a stunt for an upcoming movie where he plays, you know, that guy. As a baseball player, I don't know. Maybe it was just a personal stunt. Okay, judges, we're going to allow that question to stand?
Sure, it's fine. 2-0.
Okay, here
we go. Taking points off the board for Tom. He's going to be ornery for the rest of the morning.
Oh, ornery. All right, let's go to LeBron James as the subject matter now. LeBron James was born and raised in Cleveland, Ohio. Fact or bullcrap?
That is bullcrap. He was raised in Akron, Ohio.
Yeah, that's bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. Yes, it is essentially his hometown, but he was born and raised in Akron, 40 miles south. LeBron James was drafted by the Cavs when he was 17 years old and left high school after his junior year. Fact or bullcrap?
I believe that's fact.
No, he went to prep school and played, so that is bullcrap.
It is bullcrap. He thought about leaving after his junior year, but decided to graduate and join the NBA when he was 18. Now they have a rule that prevents kids from dropping out of high school. You have to be 19 and 1 year out of high school. Did we know that? Anybody knew that?
Mm-hmm.
You knew that?
I knew that.
Sure you did.
I did.
LeBron James is the only NBA player to win a regular season MVP, an NBA Finals MVP, and an Olympic gold medal in the same year. Fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap, Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'll agree. I think Michael Jordan did it, too.
It is bullcrap. He's one of two players to do it. Michael Jordan did it in 1992. Fact or bullcrap, LeBron James is left-handed except when he plays basketball.
Really?
No, not really.
LeBron James is left-handed except when he plays basketball. He plays basketball with his off hand? That's just stupid enough to be true, too. I'll say that's fact.
That's bullcrap.
The question is, LeBron James is left-handed except when he plays basketball. It is fact.
Really?
He writes with his left hand, but usually shoots right-handed.
Wow.
That's amazing.
That is amazing, especially at the NBA level.
Yeah. This is the last statement. What's the score?
7-2.
Okay, Chris, this is your chance, brother. Come on, everybody, start rallying for Chris. Number five, during his first seven seasons with the Cavaliers, LeBron wore Michael Jordan's old number, 23. Fact or bullcrap?
Bullcrap.
I don't pay attention to numbers that much.
Obviously.
I'll say that is bullcrap.
It's fact.
Really?
Then he dropped number 23 in honor of Jordan and tried to get the league to retire it. They still have not. LeBron is expected to stick with number 6 from here on out. There it is. That is officially the end of Fact or Bullcrap. Chris,
it was a bloodletting today.
Who are you? Germany? WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, yeah, we're coming back.
My alarm clock now is ringing loud. Eat my breakfast and be heading out. Turn the station on, I play it loud. They're quite twisted, so they draw the crowds. They are my heroes. Man, they are insane. Morning show weirdos, not ordinary.
The Rush Station. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.